do you look so freaked out all of a sudden? You were the one who called us over to do these things, were you? Why are you looking so shocked and surprised? We only just got started, but if you want us to leave, then geez, we get it. We'll just have a sleepover with each other. Well then, shall we commence? Like I said before, I'll be focusing on this side and she'll focus on the other. If you want to tell us anything is too uncomfy or whatever, then you are free to say. I did put a lot of preparation into this, okay? So try and enjoy your tingle session. You really haven't made it very easy for me. I had to bring a lot with me just to make it work. Alas, if it distresses you, then I guess our job here is done. Took me a while to convince Varyana to help me out, but what's better than one ASM artist working on you? Two. A different accent. I'm not sure what you mean. I have said this before, but I'll say it again. I was born in Moldova. I grew up on the internet, so it allowed me to learn English. Or do you mean Varyana's accent is different?
I'm not really sure what you mean, either. I was born in Quebec and moved to the States, so my accent is a bit of a mix. You really did look a bit puzzled when we started. Promise you haven't hit your head or anything? Let us check over your scalp. Maybe you did something silly. Is this sensation nice at least? I know a lot of people really enjoy hair play, or attention in general. Why are you feeling stressed anyway? Is it just because of everything going on in the world, or is it because of other things? At least you were able to reach out and acknowledge that you weren't feeling so hot. It's a good thing to recognize, too, because now we are at your service to make you feel all good inside. Well, the good news is you don't have any bumps. The bad news is we're gonna have to brush your hair after this because you clearly ain't.
I'm sorry. I don't make the rules around here. What Varyana says goes. I knew you had some idea of what you wanted from this session when it came to ear tingles, but what about trying some other ones? Can't be boring and milk the same thing over and over again, huh? Right? Unless... Look, I have some new content coming out. I want to test a few tingles that I haven't tried or mastered before. What do you say? Do you want to be my little test monkey? Think of how much Varyana and I will learn if you say yes to us. Surely you feel nice now just listening to us talk in your ears. Why not you essentially rate ASMR for us as well? Oh, thank God. I've had all this stuff for ages. I've been needing a test subject for it all. And you're simply perfect for the bill. We will do hairbrushing at the end, okay? And all the other regular ones. I just want to see what kind of tingles you do have and what kind you are immune to. Here, Varyana, take this. We're gonna do tapping first. I often get asked a lot why I got into ASMR. I knew about it before I attempted it. It started as a meme. It was nothing groundbreaking. I soon found out, though, how it was a whole other skill. Another avenue of creativity that I just happened to wander into. Then eventually you just get better and better. I'm a very strong believer in you learn best while you are doing. You can only learn so much from behind the screen. You learn what people like. You get to be surprised what people's point of view is on stuff. You will soon be surprised by simply how passionate some individuals can be. Especially when it comes to your own creativity. It's a little strange, but it's interesting and stimulating, so that's pretty damn good deal in my opinion.
I think I know what you mean. I was also new to me and I absolutely loved every second of the learning curve. There is still a lot to go. I like making theories on why some stuff gets popular over another. So in the theory, I find that the most common triggers are pretty clear-cut to the reason why it is popular. For example, people like hair play because they got to experience that when they were younger, such as their mom brushing through it, or going to the hairdresser and she's running the comb through, this kind of thing. This makes sense to want to almost relive the experience, right? Because it's a relaxed and pleasant time. Almost like we're trying to reminisce about the past for a time when we weren't quite as stressed, huh? Although, saying that, I mean, there is a little bit of a naughty interest in it as well. I've noticed a lot of people enjoy kissing and ear-licking quite strongly.
Oh, speaking of that. Also noticed mixing tingles together at the same time. Two different sounds opposing can make a very unique experience. What do you think? Or are you just enjoying? There's a lot to be said about relaxing someone. My only objective is for you to enjoy yourself. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for us both?
Can you handle if we touch all over you? Just fast movements all over your body. Touch over your clothes. Massage the skin. You can handle that, right? For us? Are you interested more in what it's like to be us? I guess I would explain it as a fun challenge. I never seem to struggle to come up with a new concept. I'm lucky. I've never really placed much stress on myself when it comes to this. Either people will like what I create or not. That is simply the fact of the matter. Should I worry about that? No, of course not. That's silly. No one will have a 100% like rating. So why should I put such an unrealistic expectation on myself? I simply won't. I think it's easy for others to fall into a negative mentality, but why would you want that for yourself? Sometimes you have to be a big girl and do the right thing and not feed into the bad stuff. You're the most important person in the whole wide world.
One thing I get asked a lot is, hey, how do you come up with concepts? I just take what I like and apply it to my videos. I have always grown up around video games and nerd culture, so I like wrapping my tomboy personality up in things. I would not describe myself as a girly girl, but rather I'm very upfront. That's why sometimes my characters can be quite blunt and not hide the truth. That and trying a new concept. I love a new challenge, something I've never done before. I want to be able to do a Bimbo Does ASMR video on you soon. Maybe she's applying lipstick and she makes a pop noise and you say how nice it is. Then she ends up opening up her makeup bag and tries loads of different concepts and tingles on you. Doesn't that not sound fun and a little different? I love trying to mix a plot together with tingles that are somewhat realistic. And my series are quite fun. I should look into doing more of them. Maybe X Does ASMR on You could become a series as well, as we take a deeper look into the role-playing aspect of ASMR.
I like making scripts based on what people like. I found that watchers want to be confessed to so much. It's becoming a daily occurrence for them with how popular the genre is. I like how everyone's content can be so unique with voice, delivery, storytelling, script writing. People seem to worry so much how they will stand out, but if you do your own thing, it will simply just be so unique. Did you know if you got a room full of 1,000 people, ask them to say 5 words? No 2 people will produce the same sentence. That's because there's so much variation, so many things you can say. Everyone's so different from each other. The point I'm trying to get across is that you're special and your content will always be different. You just have to keep at it and keep up with the craft. You're not going to learn overnight, and there's no point in pretending you are. Just enjoy it for what it is.
Speaking of enjoying things, I think someone is slowly starting to fade. Do you feel like you managed to get a little insight into our lives after this session of de-stressing you, or were you too busy enjoying the tingles to take much on board? Hopefully you enjoyed some new ones. It's kind of hard to tell what people like. No time like the present to practice, though. Thanks for letting me do this on you. Who knows? Maybe I'll get to do a tingle session on you again. The knowledge we collected from you will do well for myself and Varyana. Why don't you just enjoy the sounds for now? We will leave you alone once we are finished and packed up. It's nice having a friend who's into ASMR, so thank you again for being so chilled.